My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And joining us right now, my buddy, my favorite baseball writer there is, and that, of course, is John Harper. You see him on SNY. John, how are you?
Good, Joe. Sing it, Joe. I want to hear you sing a little OMG. You know,
I won't be singing OMG, but I do sing, John. And I'm not going to sing now, but I am I'm a lot of diversification, John.
I've heard it over the years, Joe. I've heard you sing. Come on now. It's a catchy tune. You can do a little OMG.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a little out of my realm. You know what I mean? But hey, whatever. Look, my baseball team is rolling, John. I'm giddy now with what's going on with this baseball team. I gotta
tell you. My God. It's quite a vibe, I'll tell you that. I saw that last night on the field after with them all surrounding the Gracious, and he's singing. The only shocking thing was that Grimace didn't parachute in to join the celebration. I mean, everything is going right for this team right now, and you got to feel good about it, that's for sure.
Nah, look, I'm delirious. I really am. And I'll tell you right now, I'll start with J.D. Martinez, because I really think the addition of J.D. Martinez has not only has he been doing it, you know, in the lineup, but I really think he's been a tremendous mentor to the guys on his team. What about that, John?
Absolutely. He's a huge, he's had a huge impact. You know, he's known around the league even before he got to the Mets. He's kind of this, Alonso's words, the hitting savant. You know, he's a guy who thinks about everything and really he studies hitting. And I think it took him a little, remember, he got here late because he signed late, didn't get up until late April. And I think took him a little time. And, you know, I think he was a big presence in that players only meeting that's become a big kind of a turning point in terms of talking about these guys. They needed to identify hitting approaches and talk about hitting approaches. And from what you hear, and I've heard Steve Gelbs talk about this because he's out there every day, these guys do. They get together and talk about hitting. And after games, they talk a little bit of old school. They sit around and talk about baseball, which, you know, is a rare thing these days. They're not all on their phones looking at social media. So there is a feeling that something kind of, I don't know, magical, maybe too strong, but something's going on with this team. And it's reflected in the way they're playing. Look, you knew they were better than they – offensively, at least, you knew they were better than the way they were playing. So it's not like they're doing anything crazy, I don't think, except, you know, I think the big thing for me – I wrote about this because I was out there this week. I wrote about this the additions now – not additions, but the presence now of Alvarez and Vientos in that lineup.
No doubt.
Has really lengthened the lineup and turned it into – feels like more than a hot streak because – this lineup is long and deep now, and especially now if you actually get McNeil going, I think 1-9, you got a lineup that can match up with almost anybody. It's really kind of hard to believe compared to just about a month ago, as bad as they look.
No, it's unbelievable, and I agree with you. And Alvarez may be the best player on the team. I mean, not only the fact that Alvarez is hit like he's hit, but the pitchers just rave about how he handles the pitching staff, John.
They love him, Joe. They love him. And it's funny. You know, even you got a sense of it. Even going back to last year, veterans like Scherzer in particular and Verlander, but Scherzer especially, loved the way he called the game and loved his intensity. remember talking to him, he almost felt like he owed it to him to pitch well because he was so invested, Alvarez was so invested into what every pitch that Scherzer was doing. And now you're hearing it from guys like Manaea and some other veterans that it's almost, I wrote about this, I kind of compared it to, you hear, they're talking about him the way the Cardinals used to talk about Yadier Molina back there, which for a 22-year-old kid, you know, he hit his 30th career home run the other night, and only two catchers have ever hit 30 or younger, Bench and Pudge. That's pretty good company. You know?
Yeah, no, two four Hall of Famers, there's no doubt about it. We're talking to the great John Harper, and Vientos has been, unbelievable. I mean, that home run he hit in Chicago, the one he hit in straightaway center, Wrigley Field, I mean, that thing almost went into the camera well out there. It was unbelievable.
I know. But, you know, I'll tell you, I was actually the most – he hit those three in a row going to the next night, the Yankee game on Tuesday. The one that I was most impressed with was taking that outside pitch over the right field wall.
Right, hit the top of the wall and went over off Cole.
Off of Cole.
Yeah.
I was writing that night, and I texted a scout, and he said, you know, that's a little bit of a Judge and Stanton feel to it because the ball just kept going. That's like a line drive double in the gap for most guys. So he's got that kind of power, and he has really kind of come a long way in terms of his plate discipline. He's not chasing as much. If he can stay off the breaking balls outside the zone and just make guys throw fastballs, he just crushes fastballs. So, yeah, there's a lot to like there. I'm still not – look, he's been better than expected at third base.
Right.
I'm not sure he's the long-term guy there. Maybe he ends up being more of a DH, but he's got to be in that lineup for sure. I mean, you know, you look back last year, it's kind of a joke now that they didn't give him more playing time over a guy like Vogelbach. I mean, that whole thing.
Oh,
that was
Vogelbach. Absurd. Oh, my God. Vogelbach. Now, there's one more guy, though. Vogelbach, thankfully, is gone. There's one more guy that's got to go. They got to get. I couldn't believe they re-signed him, and that's Ottavino. Can we get him out now? He stinks. He stinks, John. Let's be honest about it. Ottavino stinks. Okay.
He pitched a scoreless inning last night, Joe.
Right.
He pitched a scoreless inning
in
the fifth inning. But
right.
That's what I don't think Mendoza's done. He's moving guys around on merit, you know. And he's made Ottavino a middle-inning guy now, a kind of a low-leverage guy, because he needs to see it before he's going to put him back in a high-leverage spot. So he had him in the fifth inning last night.
No, I know. I didn't see the game because it was on Apple. I'm very disgusted by that. But what are you going to do, you know?
I know. That's it. But the whole – they got to get more length out of their starters. This isn't sustainable.
No.
And they're getting by with the bullpen. And I think Mendoza's done a good job of juggling guys, but he can't go on forever, especially with Diaz out. You got to get some more length out of these starters. Quintana had a rough night. He was lucky to get through four innings with only
Well, Peterson didn't get out of fifth inning the other night. You know, McGill to me stinks. Severino's been great. They got to re-sign Severino, John. You actually brought up trading him at one point.
There's no way you traded him. Stop doing that. You blamed me for that last time. It was
I did. I'm blaming you again because I love you. You know that.
I think they should re-sign him. Although, who would you rather have him if it comes down to it? Him or Corbin Burns? If that's the case.
I think Severino's found it again. I mean, to me, Severino
he's got a chip on his shoulder.
He's got a chip on it. I love that.
He has had some clunkers, though, in there. When he's on, he's great. You know, he's had eight starts where he's given up zero or one runs. I mean, when he's on, he dominates.
Yeah.
But he has had a bunch of starts where he's been kind of off. So, I like his intensity. I love the way he seems like a really good guy, too. And I would try to re-sign him if you could get him at a reasonable deal. Because they're going to need starting pitching. You know, I think they're going to get Christian Scott back up here.
And Senga, I guess, is going to do a rehab stint now, right?
Yeah, finally seems like he's on the way back. But I like the kid Scott a lot.
Yeah.
I think he's got a lot to offer.
Yep.
And you know what? I actually think there's a chance that I think they're going to have to get creative with this bullpen. Look, I think they're going to have to try and get help at the deadline. But I think in the meantime, they've gotten a lot out of Hauser as a reliever.
Yeah.
I think maybe you can do that with McGill. I know they tried him in that role a couple years ago, and he didn't really do well. But I think he was coming back from that shoulder injury at the time. But, when he comes out to start games, he's throwing 97, 98. So you give him in a spot where he's only pitching one or two innings at a time. You know, maybe that's a role that he could fill because they're going to have to find ways to fill these innings. They got 15 outs out of that bullpen last night. You just can't do that.
And they're 3-0 since the Diaz suspension. By the way, I got a what a disgrace.
I know. So I'm going to take it. I'm going to take issue with you, son. Go ahead.
Why is there an issue? I'm going to tell you right now. You can't tell me I'm wrong. If this guy played for the Dodgers, okay? Because the Dodgers, the end of Major League Baseball caters to the Dodgers. Whatever the Dodgers want, here you could have it. Don't worry. Defer Otani's money. Don't worry. He bet on baseball, but it's okay. Kill his interpreter. Don't get me started on the damn Dodgers. If this guy was a Dodger, they'd say, oh, go wash your hands and come back and pitch. Give me a break. That was a hosing. They didn't even take his glove, John.
They didn't need to. Listen, Joe, Mendoza was pissed at Diaz, and he made it clear he was mad at him. The whole team knew it.
I was mad at Mendoza for not going out there and screaming at the umpires.
But he knew Diaz was wrong. There was no question about it. Look, these umps aren't doing this. I know. Everybody feels like there's an arbitrary kind of part to this whole thing, but they are trained in this. They know. They don't look. They do this every night. Hundreds of guys.
No, I know. Between every innings, I believe me. Yeah, I know.
I don't know whether he tried to get away with pine tar or something, but it was egregious. They don't do this just to do it. So
yeah.
I think Mendoza knew it. I think it. The problem for me is it kind of points out that maybe Diaz still has a confidence issue. He's worried about that maybe he doesn't have the same stuff. I don't know. But he loaded up his hand one way or another and thought he needed a little extra help. I don't know. But that to me is a concern because this team absolutely needs Diaz to be a lockdown closer again. That's where all their problems started 2 months ago.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No, they do. They do. But I'm sorry, John. I mean, New York gets hosed all the time. Don't get me started. Rob Manfred, he loves the Dodgers. Whatever the Dodgers want, give him. Hey, whatever. You know.
I know you love that Dodger conspiracy.
Oh, there's no question about it. And we're talking to the great John Harper. All right, let's switch gears here to, by the way, Mendoza's done a tremendous job outside of the fact that I was mad for not coming out there. How good has he been?
Let me throw that in real quick. I got, when I was out there this week, I got a chance to talk to some kind of key people behind the scenes, kind of off the record. And they told me Mendoza has just earned a ton of respect in the clubhouse for the way he handles and the way he demands accountability, partly with this Diaz thing. No, not just that, but I mean, plus he has a good feel for in-game. We've seen him go to the mound a couple of times now and leave guys in based on what he feels, what he's seeing, which you never see anymore in this analytical age. So he has really been impressive, I got to say that. And I when it happened, I thought they made a mistake not getting counsel, but I think there's no question Mendoza's the right guy for this team.
Oh, God, I love Mendoza. I got to tell you, I really, really do. Talking, of course, to John Harper. All right, before we get to your Nets, I know you're upset.
We'll get to that
last. We'll get to that last. I was delirious when I heard about this trade. By the way, all right, so the Yankees, they finally get off the snide last night, 16 runs. Where are you with them right now? I mean, it's been a rough stretch for them. Where are you with the Yankees right now?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be concerned about the offense. The Mets got it. Basically, except for that grand slam, the Judge did. They basically got away with
They should have walked him, by the way. I would have walked
him. Yeah, well, they got away with pitching around Judge and Soto for the most part.
Right.
That first inning both nights, they couldn't score with the bases loaded. Yeah, I mean, you really see, as much as Stanton is hot and cold, you see what an impact he has as a guy who hits behind those guys. He scares pitchers to death. And so I do think they miss him. Torres, to me, is the key. If he can hit at all, he got to have somebody that can hit behind Judge and Soto.
Soto,
I know Verdugo was doing it for a while. He's cooled off. But you got to worry about the length of that lineup. DJ LeMay, who actually got his first extra base hit
of the year. I know.
So I do wonder if Cashman's going to have to try and find another bat at the deadline. They are a little bit like the Dodgers. They're kind of top-heavy offensively. And pitchers are starting to find a way to navigate around that a little bit. But Torres got it going a little bit last night. Hey, listen, I didn't like the way Stroman showed him up on the field.
Don't get me started on Stroman. I still can't believe the Yankees signed him. But that's me.
I know, but I tell you, Torres did respond to it. So, maybe he needs something like that. I didn't think that was a bad play at all. That double play.
Yeah, it was a chopper. It was a tough play. It was tough. Even Guerrero's not fast, but it would be tough to double him up there,
Volpe had to kind of jump up because it was a high bouncer.
Right.
I thought Torres made a good turn at second, pivoted second base. I think Stroman was just frustrated, and you can't show a guy up like that on the field. In the dugout was one thing, but on the field he's yelling, "Throw that, get rid of the ball," whatever he said. You know, right. I mean, that's a bad look. So we know he has that in him at times, but hey, overall he's been good for them. So
yeah,
he's been part of that good pitching. So we'll see. The starting pitching has come down to earth a little bit too. You got to worry about a little bit about heel. Cole's going to get better. But I think it's mostly about this offense behind the big guy.
Yeah. No.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doubt about it. Talking to John Harper, not one of my favorites, Marcus Stroman, for many reasons. All right, let's move on now to the Bridges trade. You're a net fan, and I love you because you and my partner, my old partner Evan, I had him on earlier. Both I thought immediately about Evan when the trade came down. I was going, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was, this is the guy I want. I mean, you know, this is the guy. A job by Leon Rose. But you're hurting right now with your Nets, right?
Yeah, let me just say one thing. Listen, I'm a huge basketball fan. I grew up more as a fan of players than teams, but I have become a Nets fan. But I love what the Knicks are doing. I think they got a steal with this kid Kolek from Marquette in the second round.
And yeah,
I don't know if you watched
him
play much.
Yeah, I did. I watch a lot of the Big East. He's a good player.
He might be the best passing guard in college basketball last year. I think he's going to be a perfect behind Brunson. So they're going to be a fun team to watch. I'm going to be watching them. I got into their playoff run a little bit, but. It does pain me.
You want me to get you like a Clyde Frazier or Earl Monroe jersey? You want one of those? Brunson? You want Brunson? What do you want?
I'm not a jersey guy, Joe.
No, I don't wear. Let me just say this. The only jerseys I have, and I have a lot of them, are Jet jerseys. Now, what I have is I'm wearing a Jeff McNeil, because Jeff McNeil finally had a good game last night. I'm wearing my Jeff McNeil T-shirt/jersey, which I have a bunch of them, mostly, you know, like Seaver, Gooden, Strawberry. I got those guys. Keith, you know what I mean? Cespedes.
Yeah.
But McNeil's the one guy I got that's playing on the team now. I may get Lindor. I'm going to wait till they sign Alonso to get him because I'm afraid he's not coming back. So.
Yeah. I'm surprised. There was so much hate for McNeil. I'm surprised you're going there. But I just can't believe that he's lost it at his age. He's got.
Yeah. He had three hits last night. He had a home run. Maybe he's going to finally
find it.
Maybe.
I know. I said that was I tweeted that. That's the official sign their vibes. Now they got OMG, Grimace, and McNeil hitting a 3-run jack. So everything's in the world. But let me go back to the Nets real quick.
Good.
Come on, have some pride. You got to trade him to the Knicks, your crosstown rival or whatever.
They did give him a lot of draft choices, though, John.
Come on, how many of those picks are going to be worth anything? The Knicks are going to be, they're going to be one of the best teams in the league. So those picks are going to be in the mid to high 20s. What, you know? I mean, who are you getting for that?
Yeah.
So you can't tell me they couldn't have found a trade to some other team.
He wanted to come here too. I mean, McHale wanted to play for the Knicks.
So he wanted to come. So you say, okay.
I was shocked. I got
to
tell you, this was the guy. I didn't want any of these other guys. Please, Kevin Durant, stop. You know, Donovan Mitchell, he's so overrated. It's unbelievable. Give me a break. I don't want these guys.
No, I love Mitchell, but I'll say one thing about Bridges, though. He's not a closer. He's not the guy you want taking the game-winning shot.
I heard you say that on SNY last night.
He's perfect for the role they have him in. He's going to be your number, kind of your number three option. He plays really good defense, but I saw him a million times in the Nets. You put him in a game-winning situation. It felt like the moment was too big for him. He's not that guy, but he doesn't have to be for the Knicks.
No, he's going to be the third guy. He's behind Brunson and Randall. That's where he is.
Yeah, that's perfect for him. And I think that Villanova thing is crazy, man.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's tremendous.
You're going to bring Eddie Pinckney's going to be coming back to join that team.
Right, the McLeans, right? They're coming back, you know? Oh, my God. Wally, if you go back this far, Wally Jones. Remember Wally Jones went to Villanova, played for the 76ers and all? You go back that far, right?
Yeah, I know. I remember that name, but I'm not that familiar. I don't remember.
All right.
I just know I've never seen this. I mean, maybe UCLA and the Lakers had a little bit of this connection for a while. Gail Goodrich and Jamal Wilkes and Alcindor. Jabbar, I don't know if they play. How many of those guys
played
together?
I don't think. Yeah, right. Wilkes played with Kareem. Wilkes definitely played with Kareem a little bit. I don't think Goodrich didn't play with those guys. No.
Yeah. He was a little bit older, but this is something. I love the way they all play the game. You know, Jay Wright taught them the right way.
Oh,
they all play the game the right way.
Right.
I mean, they're going to be fun, and I'm telling you, Kolic's going to fit in there perfectly. He's going to win some games for you.
Good. It's long overdue. There's only one negative. The only negative is with the Knicks, it's a team I root for, John. And as you know, my teams do not win championships. You know?
I think the tide is turning, Joe.
Does that mean I'm going to pass away soon, John? Is that what that
No, I don't wish that on you, Joe. Come on.
But I'm just saying.
You got many rounds of golf to play, but the Mets are. Look at the Mets; they're turning the corner. The Knicks, the Jets, everybody. Right. Come on, you can't. The Rangers almost got there for you.
Yeah, there's been too many almost with the Rangers, though. There's been a lot of almost. You know what I mean?
I think your 70s are going to be your best decade of your life, Joe.
You think so?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. You know, from your lips to God, I'm still waiting. I'm still trying to figure out where Aaron Rodgers is.
Yeah, and by the way, we got to throw this in there because I remember. I think the last time I was on it, it was during the U.S. Open. I was saying this is McIlroy's tournament, and he goes and chokes it away.
Talk about that. Oh my God, he choked.
I think
there's no other way to say it, John. He choked it away.
Oh, that was bad. I felt terrible. I'm a Rory guy. I mean,
right.
I couldn't believe how much he choked it. The putt on 18. That was actually a tough putt downhill, a bit of a
downhill.
Slider. But the one on 16 was an outright yank.
And here's the other thing too. He got a break because remember DeChambeau blew a par putt like the hole before that, right?
He missed
and
one
then
too.
Rory comes back and misses that one on. I guess it was 17, like you said, right?
16 and 18, he missed the two
that's
short
right, 16,
ones.
That's right, 16 and 18. And he bogeyed 15 too. He also bogeyed 15.
That to me was the killer. I don't know what he was thinking. He hit the ball. You can't hit the ball over the green there. If he's short, he still gets up and down for a par.
Right,
he pars 15, I have no doubt he would have won the thing. But I think he feels so much pressure to win a major
no
in this situation. He was playing so great, and then all of a sudden he probably looked up and said, "Whoa, I got a two-stroke lead. I can't choke this away." And oh my God, that was just.
And by the way, DeChambeau. And let me just say this too, because I like DeChambeau. I really do. He really brings something to the game. I wish they could work this out with the live nonsense. But how about that last hole with DeChambeau? He hits the ball on 18. He pulled it, and he wasn't in the fairway. He's never in the fairway, but it doesn't matter with him. He pulls it left into that garbage, that whatever they call it, the natural earth or whatever they were calling it.
Right.
And then he hits that second. Everybody went crazy about the bunker shot, which was a great shot. But how about that shot out of the native? He had a root there. He had no backswing, and somehow he gets it right. And somehow he gets it into the bunker to at least give himself a chance. You know.
I know. I tell you, that was you think about him as just a power guy, but he's got a great touch around the greens too. You hear him all the time. All these golf guys, the experts say that's the toughest shot in golf, like a 50-yard bunker shot.
Oh, please! I get in bunkers, I'm in trouble. That's my biggest Achilles heel is bunkers. I can tell you right now.
Got it to 4 feet. I know you watch Golf Channel. Were you watching afterward when that Johnson Wagner went out and he replicated the shot.
No, I didn't see that. No.
Oh, it was great. And DeChambeau came by with the trophy. You know, he was everywhere. He came by while he was doing the thing, and they got together and they were having some fun with the trophy. DeChambeau's really turned a corner in terms of his personality.
Look at the fans. Look how he was with the fans. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, plus Brooks Koepka finally stopped mocking him. That was part of the issue. The fans were on Koepka's side, but he's really turned into, you know, I mean, golf needs a guy like that.
No doubt.
He bombs the ball and he plays for the crowd. You know, that you were probably watching that one hole. I think it was maybe Saturday when he went to his bag and said sorry to the crowd when he took out his iron instead of his driver to go for that long par, short par four.
Yeah, you just to drive the green. Yeah.
They started getting on. Yeah, he's fun. It's too bad. I know we've talked about this. Golf needs those guys to play every week on the PGA Tour. There's not enough good players right now.
No. Give me a winner at the Open Championship. Who do you like? I don't like Scheffler there. I know Scheffler's winning everything, but I just don't see him winning there. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't pick Rory.
Is Rory shot? Is Rory shot right now?
Well, he's playing so well, though. He's in contention at all these days. You can't count him out. But you know, we haven't heard except for his Instagram post. You haven't heard from him since that. Since the Open, because he took off in his car and then he just has. He didn't play the next week in Connecticut. I'll say, let me see. I don't know.
What do you think about Shane Lowry again winning it? Again, he won it once already.
I think Koepka's still due to have a big major, so I'll go with Koepka. Yeah. I think he can do that there. You never know what kind of conditions you're going to get at the British Open. Though.
Yeah, it's at Royal Troon. Koepka, to me, is a U.S. Open PGA guy. I mean, I know he's won five of those between the two of them. But I don't know about him there. We'll see. I like him.
Yeah, this young kid, Oberg.
Ludwig Åberg, right? Isn't that how you say his name?
I think they pronounce it Åberg, don't they?
Åberg, that's right.
Åberg. Yeah, from Sweden, right. I think Sweden, right? He's played really well in the majors, so maybe. I mean, it's just fun. It was a great finish, though. That's all I want.
We've been very lucky. We had a tremendous PGA, and we had a tremendous U.S. Open. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Maybe we get a good British Open. Can't believe the golf season's almost over already for the majors.
I know. It's terrible. Once the majors are done, to me, golf is done. That's me. You know, I don't get into it.
Especially now when you don't have anything to play.
The FedEx Cup and all of that.
FedEx Cup. Come on, Joe. It's big. It's a big showdown.
Not for me. Not for me.
These guys are making so much money now.
Oh,
it's crazy.
God. It's beyond. It's really.
But you know what? I can't.
They're making so much money. You think they play in the NBA. It's unbelievable.
I was going to say, we always talk about the money the baseball guys make. The NBA,
it's
crazy.
I said this.
I can't believe. Go ahead.
No, OG Anunoby. Okay, they had to sign him. Okay, wait a minute. But I'm a little worried about him because he gets hurt all the time.
Yeah, I know.
And
$40 million a year?
What? $40 million a year? He gets paid like he's a franchise quarterback in the NFL. What are you kidding me?
I know. Oh, and, you know, look, as important as he is to the Knicks, he's still a role player. I mean, he's making $40 million. And I just saw this thing where the Golden State Warriors pushed the deadline back on Chris Paul. Chris Paul is going to make $30 million next year. He gets hurt every year. He's about 40 years old.
Bro,
unbelievable.
Bro, Isaiah Hartenstein, the Knicks can give him $19 million a year. He could make like $10 million more a year somewhere else. How's that? Isaiah Hartenstein?
I don't know. But you know what? He's a good player, Joe. He's a good player. The Knicks need him.
No. He's good, but he's not worth $25 million a year.
I don't know. How does the NBA do it? I know they – The ticket prices are outrageous, and I guess the TV contracts. But how do they?
Is that right? Let me just tell you this, John. In my ear, Rosie's saying LeBron opted out of $51.5 million a year. Now LeBron is LeBron, though. I mean, he's the best player in basketball, or he has been. It's one thing to pay him; it's another thing for OG Anunoby to make $40 million a year. You know.
And I know it. It's crazy, and well, you know LeBron's not going anywhere, though. Now he's got his son on the team.
He's got Bronny on the team.
I'm not a big fan of LeBron,
by the way, but we'll leave that alone. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They might have been doing a disservice to that kid. I don't think he's ready for the NBA. I don't know if he'll ever be ready for the NBA, but, he's got a lot of
pressure on him with his father being LeBron, I'll tell you that. I mean, that doesn't make it any better, right?
No, I know. I can't imagine he'll play much, but, you know. I mean, I think if he's going to have to ever make it, he needed to play a couple more years in college, I think, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But we'll college, see. What a different world that is. Anyway, I'll let you go. John, it's always a pleasure. I love watching you on SNY. You're doing a great job, and we have to talk to JJ. Let's get this set up for golf, will you?
We're going to do it. We're going to do it in July.
To JJ. Let's get it done, all right?
All right, give me a little OMG on the way out, Joe. Come on.
OMG. Oh, my God. John, maybe Summer Wind. I could give you a little Summer Wind, but we'll leave it.
That's Sinatra's best song.
No
it's
question.
It's on my playlist, Joe.
Yeah, that is Sinatra's. That is Sinatra's best song. I would agree.
That Springsteen used to have that as his coming out when he came out on the stage music. It was such a great thing. I heard that one night at the Metal Hall. I said, "Oh my God, Springsteen and Sinatra! You can't do better than that."
Yeah. Well, I'm not the biggest Springsteen fan, but we'll leave that.
Yeah, I know. Too. I know. Don't bring it up, Joe.
I'm not. John, God bless you. Thank you for coming on. I love you. Let's get this golf thing done. All right.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. We'll do it.
All right, baby. John Harper.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.